Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. You know, this is still the Easter season. Think that God died for you. God died for you and for me. God saved me by his death. But he also gave us a free will. We can choose to go in all different kinds of directions, but he died for you. Are you living up to that height? You can, you know. When you're ready to get angry with somebody, when you're really swearing at somebody, just remember, God made you and God died for you in Jesus Christ. He died for you. I'm repeating that because I want you to get it into your head. You're not an orphan. You're not even independent in the sense we are in this world or can be. But we're not. Our Father in heaven, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Enter the family. Enter into the family. You are a son, a daughter of God. If you have been baptized, that's who you are. And if you haven't been baptized, for heaven's sakes, be baptized. Can't do it over again. But if you have not been baptized at all, ever, turn to the Lord. Go to your parish priest and ask to be baptized. So we're going to take a look today at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22 and 30, and then chapter 23, verses 6 to 11. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed him and ordered the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. And then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some Pharisees, so he called out before the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, or angels, or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonging to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose there a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take them into the compound. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so you will also bear witness in Rome." Think about that. The Lord tells him, "Take courage. Because you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome." Think of that. You've been attacked once, and now there's another coming up. But now he sees who's with him, in a sense. He sees him. He knows he's being taken care of in one way. But my goodness, brothers and sisters, what the earliest Christians had to suffer for us doesn't mean that we don't get things that cause us to suffer a lot today. But brothers and sisters, we're not alone. God is with us. And Paul himself will be martyred in Rome. That will happen to Paul. He will be martyred in Rome. But brothers and sisters, so many people's lives were saved by God's perfect will. Take courage. Stand, all of us, stand on what the truth is. Because, brothers and sisters, the way things are going today, people have put aside the scriptures, the gospel, and they're seeking to, what can I say, they're just trying to get rid of Christ. They're trying to get rid of the Father. They say that's a lot of malarkey. Well, it isn't. It's the truth. Please, brothers and sisters, hear the truth and follow it, because God has offered us a place in heaven if we are faithful to him here. And when we fail to be faithful, go to confession, go wherever you can to receive penance for your sin and the obliviation. The obliviation, yes, of the sin, because God will do that for you. Once you've confessed it, it's gone. It's gone. And that's what we want to do. Psalm 16 tells us, keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. I want to encourage you, just say that line a lot today. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body, too, abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Brothers and sisters, make that one of your prayers every day. Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God. You are my hope. Pray that those psalms, but especially Psalm 16, take the next week and just pray it every day. You certainly can do that if you're driving somewhere, you're walking somewhere, when you might have 3 minutes of silence. Just pray that prayer. Keep me safe, O God, for you are my hope. Now we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory that you gave me, so that they may all be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you loved me, that they may see my glory. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me. Think of this, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Brothers and sisters, just think of that. If you don't have a Bible with you, please get access to one. Jesus prays here for you. Jesus is praying for you. I'm just reciting his words, but Jesus is praying for you. I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me. If you have not believed in God, and you're thinking about it, as I've told you the other day, please go to a priest. Even if you're not Catholic, go to a priest and just say to him, Father, I'm a sinful man or a sinful woman, but I don't want to be that. I want to know the Lord and love the Lord more. Will you help me? That's all you have to say. And he'll lead you in the way. Because he so loves us. He so loves us. I want to repeat this one thing for you. This is Jesus praying now for you. Righteous Father, he prays, the world does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I have made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. That's what the Father tells us through his Son, Jesus. And he's praying to the Father for you and for me. You are being prayed for. If you don't understand or you don't know, please go to the nearest priest or whoever. If you're in another church, go to the pastor of that church and just tell him what your need is. Please, brothers and sisters, because God so loves you. My goodness, may God abundantly bless you and keep you safe. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.